Merging Receiver Lesson 17, The Path of Unfoldment. Meditate on man being like a lotus flower. He comes through the mud, his instinctive mind, and he's aware of the things of the instinctive mind, hate and greed and love and passion and jealousy and sorrow and happiness and joy and excitement. He comes into the intellectual mind. He becomes aware of ancient history and predictions about the future, politics, all sorts of systems, all sorts of organizations, institutions, and the opinions of other people. And this consumes and overshadows the soul, life after life after life, just as the desires and cravings of the instinctive mind overshadows the soul, life after life after life after life. But all this time, the body of the soul is growing up. It's getting stronger. It's absorbing the reactions of each lifetime, drawing more energy from the central source of energy to build and absorb these reactions. And this is food for the soul. Then finally, awareness comes into its bud state. It says, here I am, a bud, and I'm out of the mud, and I'm out of the water. We'll look at the mud as being the instinct. We'll look at the water as being the intellect, and we'll look at the air as superconsciousness. Now I want to unfold and be of service to mankind and everything else who is unfolding. Again. Now I want to unfold and be of service to mankind and everyone else who is unfolding. I see them all down in the mud, caught in the mud, like I was at one time. I want to help them out of the mud. Then I see hundreds of people caught in the intellect. They're all in the water. They think they're a stem. But I know, I'm a bud. Then begins the process on the path of enlightenment for this bud unfolding and awareness expanding. First, it becomes aware of the inner processes of the body and how breath controls thought. Then it becomes aware of the inner processes of the mind, how light moves through the body, how the mind of light begins to work. And it goes on unfolding and unfolding and unfolding through the ages. If we look at the past as a catalog and the future as a planning book, and now as the only reality of time, we have dodged the past, and we have dodged the future because we have brought them both into the eternity of the moment. The mystic on the path of unfoldment doesn't allow his awareness to go into the past and flow through all the yesterdays and relive in his mind what formerly happened to him physically. The mystic doesn't go into the future and live emotional experiences that may or may not have happened to him. The mystic remains in the present, right now, using the catalog of the experiences of the past and a planning book for his future. This makes him wise. For intellect, when it is correctly used at the right time, is wisdom. Holding the eternity of the moment, feeling and the feelings of the being within that has never changed, finally you don't even say, it's a being within. That in itself is duality. You just identify it as you, an immortal being who's lived for thousands of years, which never changes, except it unfolds more, and it lives now. The past and the future are only intellectual concepts that we live with and have been developed by man himself in that particular area of the mind.